National Geographic, Windows on Literacy.
The River's Journey by Kate McGaw.
Let's travel along the Mississippi River. Let's follow the Mississippi River. On its long journey.
Page 1.
Listen to the words and repeat.
听录音，跟着读。
A.
练习一。
Number 1.
Stream.
Stream.
Number 2.
Source.
Source.
Number 3.
Lock.
Lock.
Number 4.
Fall.
Fall.
Number 5.
Begin.
Begin.
Number 6.
End.
End.
Number 7.
Raise.
Raise.
Number 8.
Lower.
Lower.
B.
练习二，看看形容词比较级，听录音大声读。
Number 1.
Big,
big,
bigger,
bigger.
Number 2.
Fast,
fast,
faster,
faster.
Number 3.
Small,
small,
smaller,
smaller.
Pages 2 and 3.
Listen to the sentences and repeat.
听录音，跟着读。
Have you ever seen a river? A river is a large stream of flowing water. This river is the Mississippi River.It flows through the United States.
Look at this map of the United States. It shows where the Mississippi River begins and ends. Let's follow the Mississippi River on its long journey.
Where a river begins is called its source. The Mississippi River begins in a lake in Minnesota. It starts out as a small, clear stream.
Other small streams flow into the Mississippi River.The river gets bigger and faster. At the Falls of St. Anthony, the river flows through locks. Locks raise or lower the water, helping boats to travel on the river.
Let's read together.
我们一起读。
Have you ever seen a river? A river is a large stream of flowing water. This river is the Mississippi River. It flows through the United States.
Look at this map of the United States. It shows where the Mississippi River begins and ends. Let's follow the Mississippi River on its long journey.
Where a river begins is called its source. The Mississippi River begins in a lake in Minnesota. It starts out as a small, clear stream.
Other small streams flow into the Mississippi River. the river gets bigger and faster. At the Falls of St. Anthony, the river flows through locks. Locks raise or lower the water, helping boats to travel on the river. Page 4.
Story Catcher.
A. Listen and write T or F.
练习一，听录音，判断图片的对错。
Number 1.
The Mississippi River flows through Canada. The Mississippi River flows through Canada.
Number 2.
Where a river begins is called its source.Where a river begins is called its source.
Number 3.
Other small streams flow into the Mississippi River. Other small streams flow into the Mississippi River.
Number 4.
At the Falls of St. Anthony, the river flows through locks. At the Falls of St. Anthony, the river flows through locks. Have you done it? Now do it yourself. Pages 5 to 7.
做完了吗？现在自己来完成第五页到第七页的练习。
Page 8.
Sing, sing, sing along.
我们一起唱。
Quiz, quiz.
What is this called?
猜猜看，这叫什么？
Page 9.
Listen to the words and repeat.
听录音，跟着读。
Number 1.
Wind.
Wind.
Number 2.
Floodplain.
Floodplain.
Number 3.
Mud.
Mud.
Number 4.
Delta.
Delta.
Number 5.
Mouth.
Mouth.
Number 6.
Empty into.
Empty into.
Pages 10 and 11.
Listen to the sentences and repeat.
听录音，跟着读。
The Mississippi River flows down to lower land. It flows more slowly over the flatland. It begins to wind back and forth.The flat land around the river is called its floodplain.
The river slows near the end of its journey. It drops the mud and soil that it collected further upstream. The mud and soil form new land called a delta. The Mississippi Delta is very large.
The end of a river is called its mouth. A river's mouth empties into another body of water. The Mississippi River empties into the Gulf of Mexico. The river's long journey has ended.
Let's read together.
我们一起读。
The Mississippi River flows down to lower land. It flows more slowly over the flatland. It begins to wind back and forth. The flatland around the river is called its floodplain.
The river slows near the end of its journey. It drops the mud and soil that it collected further upstream. The mud and soil form new land called a delta.The Mississippi Delta is very large.
The end of a river is called its mouth. A river's mouth empties into another body of water. The Mississippi River empties into the Gulf of Mexico. The river's long journey has ended.
Lots, lots!
Raise or lower the water?
Floodplain, floodplain.
The flatland around a river.
Delta, delta.
Formed by the mud and soil.
Mouth, mouth.
The end of a river.
Page 12.
Story catcher.
A. Listen and write the numbers.
练习一。听录音，给图片写编号。
Number one.
This raises or lowers the water, helping boats to travel on the river. This raises or lowers the water, helping boats to travel on the river.
Number two.
This is the flat land around the river. This is the flat land around the river.
Number three.
This is formed from the mud and soil that the river drops. This is formed from the mud and soil that the river drops.
Number four.
This is the end of a river. This is the end of a river. Have you finished? Now do it yourself, pages 13 to 15.
做完了吗？现在自己来完成第十三页到第十五页的练习。
Page 16.
Chant, chant.
我们一起唱。
Lots, lots.
Raise or lower the water.
Floodplain, floodplain.
The flatland around a river.
Delta, delta.
Formed by the mud and soil.
The end of a river.
Quiz, quiz.
What is this called?
猜猜看，这叫什么？
Now this is the end of the book, The River's Journey.
Goodbye! See you next time!